Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to this week's episode of TGIF. Thank God it's forever. Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. This here is Chaplain Andrew to teach you the unchangeable and unfailable Word of God. Listen for this theme song and you'll know. It's me. Hello, Podcast Land. Hello, guys. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. Happy, happy Thanksgiving to you. Yeah. I'm just as happy as can be with you guys today. Grab the turkey. Grab the stuffing. Grab the mashed taters and the gravy and the mac and cheese. And guess what? I got a ham sandwich right now from my Thanksgiving dinner that I'm going to be eating that with you on the show live. Well, when the message is going on, so enjoy your meal as well. And let's have Thanksgiving together. I want to know one thing. I want to know one thing because, and I tell my people at work, I told my wife and I told, you know, my mom and everyone else that I know of. But first off, I want you to, in the comments section below, whether it's YouTube, whether it's, you know, YouTube, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spreaker.com, wherever you listen to me, iHeartRadio, if you choose to listen to me from there, or Stitcher, or whatever the case is, Spreaker, wherever you listen to me from, I want to know what you, the listener, is thankful for. You can call me at 1-302-448-8443, or, again, it's 1-302-448-TGIF, or at communitycloud222@gmail.com. You can send me an email as well. And you can comment, and you can connect with me through Facebook, Twitter, and email, and you can send things through there as well if you want to. Even DM me on Twitter if you'd like to. But let me know, what are you thankful for today? I'm thankful, and this is an obvious answer for me, but I'm thankful for God. Because no matter what I can be thankful for, if it wasn't for God, that wouldn't be there for me to be thankful for. See what I'm trying to say? So I'm thankful for God because God gives me everything that I'm thankful for. So I can't say, well, I'm thankful for, you know, my new house, which I am, our car, which I am, the food on my table, which I am. Because what does that all boil down to? God. So I'm first thankful to God. Then I'm thankful for the new house, the new car, the food on the table, all that stuff. Once, see, the Bible says, seek ye first, what? The kingdom and his, what? Righteousness and glory. And all these other things will be added unto you. So seek first God. Be thankful about God first. And then be thankful about everything else. Because all this stuff will be added unto you. Well, how you guys doing today? Hope you guys had a great turkey day today. I know that I did. It was good. I hung out with the wife all day. We hung out with little man Duke, which got neutered yesterday. And he's in so much pain. So pray for him. And just pray that he doesn't lick his incision. Because it's not good for him. So let's get into a few, but brief, announcements. Starting with number one, you can always go to communitycloud222@gmail.com, spelled CommunityCloud222 @gmail.com. And guess what you can do right there? Well, you can send me all of your prayer requests. Even if you want me to shout out to you on the podcast, send me your first name, your city, and your state, and I'll shout out to you on TGIF, where Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. Also, be aware, guys, that you can call us at 1-302-448-8443. Again, that's 1-302-448-TGIF, where Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. Be aware, next week we're going to be doing, again, Outside the Classroom Wednesdays. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed this week's message. I know that I did, because Dr. Sky had a great guest on the show. It was phenomenal. And I hope he does that again. He can do that through phone call. He can hook his phone into the computer if he really wanted to and do it via phone call if he'd like to. And it's not hard to do that. Not hard at all to hook your phone to the computer. But see, the problem is now is though, he has a USB type of microphone. So being that his microphone is USB, I'm not sure if he can hook his phone to the computer right now. He might be able to. We'll have to look at that. But I hope he does this again with me. It was a great show. I loved it. Sorry, guys. I have the burps today for some reason. Also, guys, be aware. We're going to be doing this week's episode today, right now, of Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays, where we take Pastor Lance and Ernesto Travis's message from outside the classroom to those who need the gospel each and every day. Also, guys, be aware, we're doing it again this week. Worship Saturdays, we do nothing but praise, prayer, and worship. Grab your favorite drink, relax in your favorite lounge chair, and enjoy the fabulous music we here have on the show. And that's all we use, praise, prayer, and worship. That's Worship Saturdays. Be aware, the Rumble will be happening, just not yet. We're situating more outside of Classroom Wednesday stuff. Once we get that all situated and get everything else we need situated for all the other episodes and stuff, once we iron out all the edges, all the creases and edges and flaws in the show, then we'll get to going with the Rumble. But right now, it's not happening, but it will be soon. Also, guys, be aware, you can download that app. It's absolutely 100% phenomenal. Here's what you can do. It's called Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL. Available on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. Here's what you can do on the app. You can first off send me all of your prayer requests. Here's what you can do on the app. I'm so sorry, guys. You can listen, like, subscribe, comment, and download every single episode straight from the app and get all the chapter information that was played after it's done. You can connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and email. Yes, email. At the bottom right-hand corner of any page is your email button. Click that. Click your email client. Click always. Type in your email. Hit send. Next time you get to that email button, it takes you right straight to the email that fast. Also, guys, you can DM us on Twitter. And you can also view the Facebook page we got going on, including the blog postings. I've already done like 2, maybe 3 blog postings already. I'm updating it right as we speak. So be aware that that is happening as well. Also, guys, what you can do on this app is that you can... hold on. You can... I'm losing my train of thought. You can listen to the 4 play buttons, 95.5 to Fish from Cleveland, Ohio, KJIC out of Texas, my former church, Evangel Christian Churches, and my other former church here in Ohio, Portage Community Chapel, where you can just push a button, play their stations. So with Portage, though, and with Evangel, it's different because it takes you to their respective YouTube and Vimeo. So when you go to Evangel's button, it says Evangel on there, you just push the button, takes you to your YouTube page, click on a video, and you're instantly playing and seeing their videos. With 95.5 The Fish and KGIC, you just push a button, plays the radio stations. But you do, with Evangel, push the button, push a video, you're done. With Portage, though, their abstract color button, you can tell it looks browns, blues, greens. Just click that button. Then once you click on that button, you then take and you click, because it takes you to their about page, you click on videos, click on a video that doesn't say upcoming, and then click on the play button. You're instantly playing and seeing their videos. Now, you can do a Google search result at the bottom of the Facebook and the bottom of the Twitter page, just not at the bottom of the play buttons page like before. Also, guys, my favorite party app is Portal Chat, where you can chat 5 with whoever owns that app. If 500 people own that app around the world, you can chat 500 different people around the world. You can PM anybody on the app. Just be careful. Just because they say that they're Christian doesn't mean that they are. The devil comes in as wolf in sheep's clothing, the Bible says. Also, you do have to have an account to send pictures. But, I mean, that's just more of a security feature. That way, some just random somebody can't come in and say, oh, here you go, and show everything. We don't want that happening. So you have to have an account to send pictures. But it's not that hard to send a picture once you create the account. You just take a picture, save it to your camera roll, go into the app, click on the camera button on the bottom of the portal chat feature. And then click on upload picture, select the picture you want to upload, and then hit send and you're good to go. I'm working on getting all that into the app store for the web apps for Chrome itself, Linux, Chrome, or whatever you want to call it, for the Chromebooks, the Chrome extension store. So we're trying to get that as well. Also, guys, it's be aware that, yes, if you find something that shouldn't be done to you with somebody else, just let me know. Say, hey, someone's being a little weird or being, you know, inappropriate or being violent or racial. Just let me know, and I'll warn them. And then if they do it again, second time, same offense, I'll ban them for a week. If they do it again, they're kicked off for entire. They cannot come back again. They can still use the app. That's fine with me. But they can't view the portal chat feature on the app. So that's just the way it is. Let me know what's going on. If anybody is inappropriate, physically, not physically, but inappropriate, you know, racial, sexual, whatever the case is, you let me know and I'll take care of issues. That is portal chat, guys. Also, ask your Alexa device. Say, Alexa, open podcast portal. She'll say, welcome to or welcome back to podcast portal. We can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa devices. We also got that skill for your video Alexa devices as well. Again, say, Alexa, open podcast portal. And she'll say, welcome to or welcome back to podcast portal. And that does, guys, conclude our announcements for today. Let's get into our main song of the show. And it is entitled, It Is No Secret What God Can Do, by Dr. Prophet and my friend Larry Orell. Enjoy. It is no secret what God can do.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be downhearted, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. What God can do. There is no night within God's sight you'll ever walk alone. Man, you'll always feel at home, no matter where you roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is by your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what my God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.
There you go, guys. That was it. It is no secret what God can do. And that's the truth. It is no secret what God can do. Because God, excuse me again. See what God does? God will continue to do. And it's no secret. God lets you know what he's doing. Every once in a while, he might have a surprise for you, but he doesn't leave you out in the cold completely. So there is no secret what God can do for you. So with that being said, guys, we are going to get into our message for today. And I'm going to send George a link too. Why not? George is my buddy at work. I'll send him a quick link. And we'll do one more link to whoever the last person is. And we'll send one to Joe. So, like I said, guys, it is no secret what God can do. And that's the absolute 100% truth. And the last thing I want to do before I start the message is go to my Discord. Send a quick link to the show to them. And there we go. There we go, guys. I sent some positive. They're not exactly the most positive bunch on the market here, but it's ministry, so. There you go, guys. I sent a quick message with the link to the show right there. So let's get into our message for today on this week's episode of Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays. Enjoy Pastor Lance and Ernesto Travis's message on this week's episode of Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays. Enjoy the message.
I am so thankful. Yeah. So thankful to God. And as we are embarking this week on one of the most celebrated and favorite holidays, Thanksgiving. For me personally, every day is Thanksgiving. And I don't mean that religiously. Personally, every day is Thanksgiving for me. I am so thankful to God for all that he does in my life. And we thank God for you that are watching us live stream. God bless you for joining with us here in the sanctuary as we continue to worship, serve our God, and so grateful for Jesus today, my Savior and Lord, the head of my life. And also want to thank God for our pastor, Dr. Cheryl Episcopal. God bless Dr. Cheryl. And so thankful for this space and opportunity that has been given to us. And that God continues to use her, amen, and allowing us to exercise the gifts and the ministry that God has given us. And what a powerful word this morning that we received. And it's interesting, there's certainly some similarities to what I want to share this afternoon, and the word just connects. And I thank God for how he constantly speaks to us, and he confirms with his word. And just as he spoke to us this morning, and just constantly demonstrates his love for us through his word, for during the week, the Lord began to deal with me regarding this word, and just understanding how important it is for us to walk in love. And well, just last week, we were talking about how God calls and challenges us and even empowers us to walk in love. And sometimes it is not easy. Again, the word was just so wonderful in how it ministered to us. Because while it is not easy, we learned that it is those things that are not easy that God uses as irritants that causes us to be distracted if we lose our focus, if we take our eyes off of Jesus. And I saw something that I posted last year that was brought back up. I'll remind you of something a year later. A quote from Dr. Miles Monroe that says, whatever angers you, you're called to solve that. I thought that was pretty powerful. When you think about the things that irritates, frustrates, and angers you, because sometimes we get so caught up in our feelings when we get angry. But it's interesting to have a different perspective or outlook, even on what makes you angry. And as he said, what angers you, you were called to solve it. I'm learning to say regarding things and subject matters, I'm learning to not say, may I say, that it goes without saying. Because I think it very much needs to be said, and we need reminders. And so I'm just thankful to God for Thanksgiving, for the celebration of this season that I absolutely love and just appreciate so much in time with family. But today we want to just share this word with you, and then we will be on our way, but James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And James not only reminds us and encourages us to stand fast and stand in faith when there are multiple trials that comes our way, but also letting us know the benefits. Did you not know that there were benefits for going through trials? Sometimes it just seems like a never-ending story or something that is just going to irritate us and never go away. But that is exactly the picture that the enemy wants to paint to you and wants you to believe and buy into. And as was said again so wonderfully this morning, that God uses those irritating moments, irritating seasons to develop his character in you and to strengthen your faith. Some folk probably think that, ooh, as much as I'm irritated, I ought to be real strong and holy and blessed and anointed. But as I often say, that it is a lifelong journey. It is. It's a lifelong journey, and it is something that we will always encounter, and God will always be working on us. And that is why thankfulness or gratitude is so important to have, to be thankful. When you don't feel good, when you don't feel well, when you're not happy, when things are not going well, it's so important to be thankful. And the thing that's interesting about thankfulness, why this is not my message, and it goes with the message too, that you don't have to feel your best to be thankful. You don't have to have any good feelings to be thankful. Situations don't have to be well or great or in your favor for you to be thankful. Because if all of the odds are against me and nothing seems like it's going well, right, or good in my life, I can think about what God has done for me and where he's brought me from and where he's taken me and be thankful for that. Because how many know that even if things are not well right now, that it's not going to last? Because it does come to pass. It doesn't last. And that's why I love that song that says that I'm so glad that trouble doesn't last always. All right, James chapter 1. And we'll start reading from verse 1. And I want to read through verse 16. And actually, there is much more there that I like, but I just want to really focus on those verses. And it says, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. How about that? He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation, but the rich in his humiliation, because as a flower of the field he will pass away. But no sooner has the sun risen with a burning heat than it withers the grass, its flower falls, and its beautiful appearance perishes. So the rich man also will fade away in his pursuits. Verse 12 says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. But when he has been approved, King James says when he has been tried. But it says here, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire or lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brother. So I want to just talk about the benefit that we get from trials. And it's important to really focus on and grab hold to the thought that there are benefits. You're not just going through what you're going through because life is unfair or things are happening or this is just not a good time or even a good season. And the devil is a liar. It certainly is not because you got bad luck. Amen. Let's make that clear. Glory to God, because I'm so thankful that I've learned not to put my faith, my hope, my trust, not even my interest in luck. Glory to God, because it is constantly unstable. Amen. I'm just the kind of person that I try to shy away from something that is not sure. That is not certain. But the thing about God is that he's always sure, he's always certain, and he's always on time. Amen. James doesn't make a boast about his personal relationship to Jesus or identify himself as a church leader, but his greatest honor was to be a bondservant of God. He recognizes himself, and in the Passion Translation, it says, a love slave, a love, isn't that something? A love slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. Says, greetings, my name is Jacob, and I'm a love slave of God and of the Lord Jesus, writing to the 12 tribes of Israel. So he sees himself as not one that is his own man, that is off to himself, that is controlled by himself, that makes his own choices apart from God, but that he is a love slave, saying that he belongs to, my life belongs to God. That I belong to him. Paul also said it this way. He said, we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. And it's so important to understand that we belong to him. Okay, I see that excited, everybody. We belong to him. And it makes sense to even to consider it that way, because he's the very one who created us. Amen. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing the matter with saying I belong to him, especially considering he created me. Yes, I belong to the Creator. He said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. And I love this because what it's saying to us is that even though we have trials in life, even though he didn't say that when you go through something, but he said when you have various trials, he said that there are going to be many trials, not just in number or multiplicity, one after the other, but even varying in type. In the type of trials, they will differ. You will go through something one day, and the next day it will be a completely different trial, different situation, having a different effect on you. But in all of these things, no matter what they are, he encourages us here to count it all joy, which is the attitude that God expects us to have in the face of trials. Consider it joy. And again, the Passion Translation says, my fellow believers, when it seems as though you're facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. The greatest joy that you can. Count it all joy. Consider it all joy. Because one of the things about trials in life is that they're going to come. No matter how good you are, or no matter how bad you are, as it were, no matter how humble you were or how proud you are, how holy you are or how wicked, there are going to be trials. So he says to count it, consider it all joy. And as Paul says also in Romans, that, and we know that tribulation produces patience. When you know that there is an end, something's being produced as a result of what you're going through, then it helps to consider it joy. It helps to not be upset and angry and frustrated because you got to go through something else. And I'm so mad and I'm so sick of this. And why I got to go through this? And why is my life like this? And why is it that the enemy has attacked me this way? And why do people do me like this? And why? Well, when you look at it from the point of view that what I'm going through is producing something great in me, is producing God's character in me, yes, is producing something eternal in me. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Then I can look at it and count it all joy. Does that mean it's going to make me feel better? No, not necessarily. But the thing is that I can look at it differently because I understand what it is producing. To me, one of the most difficult things in my personal life is when things seem to have no rhyme or reason. When I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. Then that is when it is most difficult for me. But what I've learned through the years, that even when it doesn't make sense, is crazy, is stupid, is just wild, that as long as I continue to focus on God, I continue to pursue him, I continue to seek his face, he gives me wisdom, he gives me revelation, and he gives me understanding that helps me maintain the right perspective.
All right. Hallelujah.
So it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this, and as I said, knowing this, knowing that something is being produced, yeah. Yes. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience or endurance. Now, I really like this part here, because it says, for you know when your faith is tested or when faith passes the test. Wow. See, and it's amazing when you look at it from that point of view because people claim to have faith all the time, but they fall short. They say, I got faith, but I can't make it. I got faith, but I can't stand this. I got faith, but this is too much for me. I got faith, well, I'm ready to bail out. I got faith, but no, you just don't understand. No. He says here that when faith passes the test, it produces endurance.
When faith passes the test, when you hold on to God and His Word and what He's given you, no matter what you go through, when faith passes the test, you'll be able to outlast anything.
All right.
To endure anything. I think that's a message that really needs to be preached and talked about more and more nowadays, because there are so many people who say that they believe in God, but they want to do things their way. They believe in God, but they believe Him their way. They say that I have my truth. I have a problem with that statement. When I hear folks saying that I own my truth, I understand where they're coming from, but I really believe that what sets us free is the truth. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. I believe there is the truth that makes us free, because my truth can be distorted. My truth can be based upon my life's experiences. My truth can be that very thing that I think is right and works for me. And I'm telling you, in my life, there's been things a whole lot of times that I thought was right for me until I learned that they were skewed, if you will, amen, because they were based upon what I experienced.
My God.
And not what God said. Hallelujah. So, therefore, when faith passes the test, it stirs up in you the power of endurance. And then, as your endurance grows even stronger, and listen at this, as your endurance grows stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. Are y'all really getting this? Because what it's really telling us, that as we endure, we outlast the thing and allow faith to take us through it, amen, and allow God to minister to us, to develop His character in us as we endure and outlast and persevere, that God works in us until everything in us becomes perfectly aligned with Him and His Word. And as the writer said, till we get to the point where nothing is missing and nothing is lacking. Come on, say it with me. Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing lacking.
Nothing lacking.
That's how I want my life to be. That's what I want to experience, glory to God, in my life, hallelujah, to where I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, not just by declaration of faith, but I'm seeing all around me that nothing is missing and nothing is lacking. Now, I believe that with my faith, and I can see that with my faith, but I want to see it go from the spirit realm to manifest in the natural, where nothing is missing and nothing is lacking.
Amen.
But you can't have that experience with God in your flesh.
Nope.
You can't have that experience with God in your emotions. Hallelujah. God wants us to consider it all joy, and then He wants us, hallelujah, to remain in faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Remain in faith until you get through the thing. Remain in faith, hallelujah, glory to God, until your faith passes the test. Because guess what? If you get up upset and want to quit, then faith has not passed the test. If you get up in your feelings and say, I can't take this mess, I'm not going for this anymore, faith has not passed the test. But when we get to the point where we say, I'm going to trust God no matter what, yes, it hurts, yes, it upsets me, yes, it's unfavorable, no, I don't like it one bit, but I'm holding on to God, I'm going through this, Holy Spirit, I surrender, I yield, do what you want to do in me, have your way in me, because I want perfection to be manifest in every part of my life.
Amen.
I want to be full grown and mature in every part of my life. Thank you, Lord. So, when faith passes the test, it stirs up in you the power of endurance, and then as your endurance grows stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being. So there's nothing missing in life. Now listen, verse 5, he says that if any one of you longs to be wise, if any one of you lacks wisdom, Let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. And I like verse 7 because it really makes the point clear and drives it home. Verse 7 says, let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Did y'all hear that? Let not that man or woman suppose that they will receive anything from the Lord. See, he says here that if anybody longs to be wise, ask for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom, and he'll give it to you. He won't see your lack of wisdom as an opportunity to scold you over your failures. God doesn't do that. He doesn't taunt you. He doesn't make fun of you. He doesn't say you should be grown by now. You should be mature. What's wrong with you? Come on, get with it. You got to step it up. No, he doesn't do any of that. He does not scold you over your failures, but what he does, he will overwhelm your failures with generous grace. How about that? God doesn't scold you over your failures, but he overwhelms your failures with generous grace. Just make sure you ask, empowered by confident faith, without doubting, that you will receive. For the ambivalent person, the ambivalent, the person who's always wishy-washy, back and forth, up and down. Well, I don't know. Could be. Well, I believe. Now I don't believe. Well, I'm standing. Well, I'm not standing. The ambivalent person believes one minute and doubts the next. Being undecided makes you become like the rough seas, driven and tossed by the wind, and you're up one minute and toss down the next. And when you're half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. And there's another translation that says that when you're half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable, or it leaves you restless or disengaged. Wow. That sounds familiar. It leaves you restless or disengaged, not plugged in, not engaged, not connected, unstable because I'm unsure. And he says that, can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you're in that condition? No, you can't. The believer who is poor still has a reason to boast. Well, he's been placed on high. But those who are rich should boast in how God has brought them low and humbled them, for all the earthly glory will one day fade away like a wildflower in the meadow. Verse 12, and I'm going to close with this. Verse 12 says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, but when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those that love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God. God can't be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires or lust and enticed. And when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. If your faith remains strong, even while surrounded by life's difficulties, you will continue to experience the untold blessings of God. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. But when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life. And did you notice that he says here in the connotation, blessed is the man, not who goes through things, but blessed is the man who endures temptation. If your faith remains strong, even while surrounded by life's difficulties, you will continue to experience the blessings of God. True happiness comes as you pass the test with faith. And you see the reference here. The reference is not just having faith while you're going through stuff, but the reference is passing the test with your faith. When you pass the test, you experience the blessings. When you pass the test, you get strengthened. When you pass the test, God adds to you. When you pass the test, amen, you reap the benefits. But only after you pass the test. So true happiness comes as you pass the test with faith and receive the victorious crown of life promised to every lover of God. And again, in the final part of this message, when you are tempted, don't ever say, God's tempted me. For God is incapable of being tempted by evil and is never the source of temptation. And folk often say that, you know, God is doing this to me. God is taking me through this. God is bringing this upon me. God doesn't tempt anybody to evil. When you think about it, if God tempted folk to evil, then he's contradicting himself and his nature, because God is holy. And if God is holy, why would he tempt you to evil? Now, he doesn't entice or tempt you to evil, but he allows you to be tested to strengthen your faith or develop his character in you. So you can't say, or he's saying rather, don't say that when I'm being tempted that God's tempted me. God can't be tempted by evil, and he's not the source of temptation. Instead, here is a revelation. Here it is. Understand. Instead, it is each person's own desires and thoughts that drag them into evil and lure them away into darkness. So we are tempted because of the evil desires with us, or we are hooked by the bait of evil from our own desires. So in other words, it's not God that tempts us to do evil. We're tempted to do evil because of what's in us. Even Paul said that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. So it's not God's fault. God didn't bring it upon us. God didn't send this thing so we could be tempted to do what's wrong. But we were tempted to do wrong because the desire for it was already there. Yes. Hallelujah. So God allows us to be tested. He allows trials to come, to not only test us to prove our faith, but also, as Dr. Sherrod was saying this morning, to bring about those irritations. Hallelujah. So that we can turn to God, so that we can focus on God, so that we can seek after God, so that the very thing, the desire that we have in us for evil can be taken away, diminished, amen, brought out, we be set free from them. Don't fool yourself. Everybody that has some kind of desire in their flesh for something that is not like God. And it is that thing. She also talked about the thorn in the flesh. It is that thorn in the flesh that every one of us has. What is your thorn? The question was asked. It is that thorn, glory to God, that causes us to get upset and to lose faith and patience. But God wants us to count it all joy so that we can have his perspective on the thing that we're going through. But I want you to understand that while we are tempted because of our own desires, and our own evil desires brings forth sin, but thank God he makes a way for us. Thank God he's given us a way out. Thank God that the salvation that he gives us includes deliverance. So God doesn't just let you go through things, but when he saved you, he also delivered you, and he delivers you. And that's what I was looking for in the passage, because God lets us know that his word continuously delivers us. So the Bible says that with our faith, we are saved. We are continuously saved, or continuously delivered, or continuously healed. It's not a one-time event, a one-time operation, but as you continue to believe, God continues to deliver you. As you continue to believe, he continues to heal you. Now, I'm so glad, I don't know about you today, but I'm so glad that it's not a one-time event. As we prepare to close this message in prayer, I want to encourage you today to continue to trust God. No matter how dark, no matter how ugly things are, no matter how terrible they seem, no matter how much it seems like even the enemy is winning, I'm telling you, he cannot win because he's already defeated. But in your mind, if you believe that you're defeated, you will be. We got to learn how to put our trust and our faith in the victory that's already been won. Even when it seems like you're not winning. The truth is that you win. Even when it seems like you're not going to come out of this. The truth is that you're going to come out of this. As long as you continue to believe God, to trust God, and to have faith in his word, to have faith in who he is. God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
No matter what you go through, he's faithful. No matter how it looks, he's faithful. There's never a time when God's unfaithful. There's never a time that God slips and he stumbles. There's I got up on the wrong side of the bed. No, that's not God. God is faithful, period. As much as I am alive, God is faithful. As much as I am human, God is faithful. And he never stops being faithful. I pray that someone was sent to encourage you today and to really minister to you and strengthen your faith, because you need faith to make it through this life. You need faith, hallelujah, to make it in this walk with God. And as your faith passes the test, you reap the benefits of the blessings of God as he strengthens your faith and develops his character in you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you and praise you for your word today. Thank you, Lord God, for those who are listening. And I pray, Father, that your words would minister grace to the hearers, giving us the ability to live, to walk out, to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for everyone listening that you continue to strengthen us and encourage our hearts. Let your blessing be upon us, our families, our homes, our marriages, even the blessing of the Lord that makes us rich and adds no sorrow with it. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you today. God keep you. Again, we thank you so much for watching and live streaming with us. Thank God just for speaking to our hearts. Praise the Lord. And we really, really want to encourage you to continue in your faith walk. Don't allow situations to hold you back, to defeat you, to make you lose your focus, to distract you. But remember, we walk by faith and not by sight, no matter how it looks or what happens. Trust God. He always comes through, and he's always on time. At this time, we're now preparing for communion. I want you to prepare yourselves, as we normally encourage you to do, as you're watching us through live stream. I want you to get yourself a cup and a bread. That resembles, represents the blood and body of our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And the Bible says that as often as you do this, you do show forth the Lord's death till he comes. So we want you to prepare yourselves. If you have wafers, that's fine. If you got unleavened bread, that's fine. Or if you just got a cracker or a piece of bread, that is fine as well. We want to certainly prepare an understanding that the whole idea is that we remember what Jesus did for us. Yeah. We remember his sufferings and even the benefits that we have as a result of the price that he ultimately paid for our sins. Past, present, and future. Yeah, that's right. Past, present, and future. Amen. So as we prepare ourselves to partake today, the Bible says that the day that the Lord Jesus, or the night he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father, we thank you for this bread that resembles your broken body. And after giving thanks, he told his disciples to take and eat.
the same manner he took the cup. And he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. And Father, we thank you and praise you for your shed blood, the blood of the new covenant, the blood that makes the covenant good between us and you. And again, we thank you for every benefit, every promise that's available to us through this covenant. So we give you thanks. And they took the cup and told them to drink ye all of it. For as often as you drink this cup and eat this bread, you do so for the Lord's death till he comes. Again, God bless you. God keep you. We thank you for watching with us today. And we want to encourage you to go to the Evangel Christian Church's website. If God speaks to your heart or you just desire to share with us to support this ministry financially, please go to the Evangel Christian Church's website. And in that upper right-hand corner, I want you to push that button. It'll scroll down to the donate button, and you'll push that. And it'll show you ways that you can donate through PayPal or through your credit card or through debit card. Or other ways that you can actually share with us and support this ministry. God bless you. God keep you again as our prayer. We thank God so much for you. We want to encourage you to continue to trust God. Continue to believe him. And know that we love you to life. God bless you. God keep you as our prayer.
Amen. Finish.
There you go, guys. That was Pastor Lance and Ornissa Travis's message on this week's episode of Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays. Let's get into our next song on the list. It's entitled, not Track 12, by Unknown Artists, but that's the kind of God that I serve, by none other than Pastor Evangelist and my guest on the show, Dudley Smith. Enjoy That Kind of God That I Serve.
Fail me, and I know that he'll always be around when the time comes. Stand on what he told me. No better foundation can be found, and I know that that's the kind of God that I serve.
That I serve.
I know that's the kind of God that I serve. But I know that my God, he's alive, and he loves you no matter how you live in. He'll give you a brand new life. And I know that that's the kind of God that I serve.
Yes, it is.
He's there when you need him. You can stand upon.
Jesus tonight. I need Jesus tonight. I need Jesus tonight. You can stand up on His word. I know that's the kind of God. Yes, I know that's the kind of God. Hey, I know that's the kind of God that I serve.
You can stand up on His word. You can stand up on His word. Come on, Dudley, you gotta sing it again.
Yeah. feel Jesus tonight.
He's here.
I feel Jesus tonight.
He's here.
There you go, guys. That's the kind of God that I serve, by none other than Pastor Evangelist Dudley Smith. My mouse had a little bit of an issue. When I go to use the mouse, if I don't use it for a while, I have to click the right or left for it to register with the dongle so it can be reused again. So that was not track 12 by Unknown Artist. That was Dudley Smith's That's the Kind of God That I Serve. Let's get into our next song. We got three more to play. We'll play two. We'll pray. We'll play the last one. We'll end the show that way. Our next song is Children of the Lord Shine On by my friend and guest on the show, The Light Warrior. Enjoy Children of the Lord Shine On. There you go, guys. That was Children of the Lord, Shine On. by my friend and guest on the show, The Light Warrior. Let's get into our next song. It's Lord Will Worship You, but none other than one of the greatest bands we have on the show, the K. Daniels Spirit and Truth Worship Band. Enjoy, Lord Will Worship You.
Show you how much we're in love.
There you go. It was Lord, I'll Worship You by none other than the K. Daniel Spirit and Truth Worship Band. Let's pray, shall we? Lord, help me come back before You, Lord. And we thank You, Lord, that we got to learn more about You and learn more about Your Word, Lord. And that we got to not only just learn about You, but worship You in spirit and in truth. The Bible says, he that worships God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We thank You, Lord, that You are God and God alone, that You are having Your way in this ministry. And Lord, I ask You to heal everyone from the tops of their head. I ask You, Lord, to bless everyone, I should say. Give them their heart's desires as long as it's not be what? Selfish. And Lord, heal them from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet from cancer, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis. Heal my mom's arm that's not frozen no more. Heal my sister's heart that's not bad no more. And Lord, heal them from diseases that contracted themselves through sin. Yes, HIV, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes. Why? Because when You heal them, it shows Your mercy, Your power, and Your grace. I'm reminded of a scripture that says You came through the door. It doesn't say You opened the door. It says You passed right straight through the door because You're all spirit at that moment. He said, Thomas, look at My hands. Thrust your finger in My side and see that I'm God. What did Thomas do? He got on his knees and said, truly, You're the Son of God. Would you say, blessed are those who have seen and believed? But it doesn't stop there. It says, blessed are those who have seen and it doesn't stop there. It says, blessed are those who have not seen yet still believe. So show them now, Lord, so when they come back needing absolutely anything, they won't have to say, have to see it to believe, because Your word says You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So we thank You, we praise You, and we honor You. It's all in the matchless name of Christ that we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen, boom, 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 amen, boom, 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 amen, amen, amen. Our last song of the show is We Give Our Hearts to You by none other than Dr. Tom Wright. Enjoy We Give Our Hearts to You.
You alone is lift up your hands and sing. We give our hearts to you, Jesus.
We give our hearts to you.
Lord,
we give our hearts to you.
There you go, guys. That was We Give Our Hearts to You by none other than Dr. Tom Ray, my worship leader and friend for over 19 years. It's been a long time since we've been friends. 19 years and counting still as friends. Not worship leader anymore, but friends. That is our show for today, guys. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it. And let me say two things to remind you of. Download that app. It's called Podcast Portal. It is absolutely 100% amazing. You can do all those wonderful things. It's called Podcast Portal, spelled P-O-D-C-A-S-T space P-O-R-T-A-L, available on Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. And again, guys, ask your Alexa device. Say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. She'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal, where you can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa devices. We also got that skill for your video Alexa devices as well. Again, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal. And that does, guys, conclude our show for today. As always, this is TGIF reminding you to, one, trust in the Lord in all your ways, two, lean on your own understandings, and three, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Thank you, and good night.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.